This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After 2 months of investigating, the House Intelligence Committee has released a sweeping impeachment report. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magaj.
The 300-page report accuses President Trump of misusing the power of his office through wrongdoing toward Ukraine, saying he put his own personal political interest above the national interest, jeopardizing the election process and national security. It also argues he then obstructed Congress's investigation. The findings will serve as the foundation for a debate on removing the president from office. In London for a NATO summit, he's again calling the entire process a hoax. The White House says it was a one-sided sham process and that the report reads like the ramblings of a basement blogger trying to prove something when there is no evidence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacted to the news by saying if the House votes for an impeachment trial, the Senate will comply.
Yeah, I don't have any advice to give the president about the way they want to handle the representation of his positions. It's all in the House at the moment, and as I've said over and over again, if the House does in fact act, then the Senate will be in business with an impeachment trial.
A Democratic presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, the daughter of an Indian and Jamaican immigrant, immigrants, has dropped out of the presidential race because of lack of funding. She had one of the most memorable lines in the first debate among Democratic candidates in June.
And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Harris has been the only person of color to qualify thus far for the next Democratic presidential debate, December 19th. Harris stressed the end of her White House bid will not be the end of her political activism. This is VOA News.